And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar.
And today we welcome back Jody Horn-Leschinski, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. Jody, it's been a great holiday season. What's on the agenda for Broward County?
Well, I am so excited to announce that Broward Cultural Division was recommended for a $25,000 Community Arts Journalism Grant from the National Endowment for the Arts.
Great.
And this is going to support the Broward Arts Journalism Alliance program, and this will develop our local arts coverage and criticism efforts. In addition, the grant will fund a specialized training series on arts journalism, the expansion of the Broward Cultural Division's online magazine, Cultural Quarterly, and the development of new content for artscalendar.com. Broward Cultural Division is so pleased that Broward County resident Andrew J. Weinstein, Esquire, was recently appointed to the President's Council on the Arts and Humanities. Andrew Weinstein, who is a managing partner at Weinstein Law Firm, was listed among the legal elite by Florida Trend Magazine. Created in 1982 under President Reagan, the President's Council on the Arts and Humanities is an advisory committee to the White House on cultural issues and works directly with the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Institute of Museum and Library Services. While we're on the grants topic, there are four Broward County recipients of the 2013 Night Arts Challenge. The Puppet Network received $40,000 to expand their Day of the Dead celebration. The Miramar Cultural Trust received $12,000 for Art Speaks, their conversation series. Dr. Joey Bergston, Associate Professor of Interactive Media at FAU Davie, received $2,500 for his multimedia opera, Melancholia Land, expected to make its world premiere in 2014. And the Upper Room Art Gallery received $30,000 to present an event which celebrates the craft of Florida's dugout canoes. Okay, so there's a lot of events coming up this weekend, Ed. If you're interested in dance, you can continue to celebrate the holidays with the Miami City Ballet's The Nutcracker at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. Like a Broadway spectacular, Miami City Ballet's production of the famed George Balanchine's The Nutcracker has it all, a cast of more than 100, glorious sets and costumes, magical special effects, beautiful music, and exceptional dancing by international stars. The historic Stranahan House Museum presents Children's Story Hour. Bring the kids and splash into a story with Queen Bidgood for Bubble Bath Day on Saturday at 10 a.m. and plan to attend one Saturday each month for a different character and story adventure. After the overwhelming success of Postcards program last season, the South Florida Chamber Ensemble Woodwind Quintet returns for another collaboration with a local artist. This season's Postcards programs features art by Ilya Haber and music by Ravel, Debussy, Rossini, Dvorak, and Malcolm Arnold on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Emma Lou Olson Civic Center in Pompano. This is the final weekend to explore the traveling exhibit, Dinosaurs in Motion, at the Museum of Discovery and Science, where the entire family will enjoy dinosaur-themed activities. Make a shark tooth necklace, be a paleontologist, and I know you like that, Ed.
Oh, yeah.
And use tools of the trade to uncover fossilized bones in the dig pit, and so much more. Forbidden Broadway, Alive and Kicking, is back and bigger than ever. This fall-down, funny, award-winning musical ensemble features uproarious song parodies, outrageous costumes, and dead-on impressions from the latest Broadway shows on Saturday at 3 and 8 p.m. at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. Explore the great days of rail travel on the Florida East Coast at an exhibition and program series highlighting the history of passenger train service by the Florida East Coast Railway. Now through March 31st, the exhibit and programs are held at the Broward County Library's BNS Museum of the Modern Book, located on the 6th floor, the main library. Broward Stage Door Theater presents 9 to 5 the musical, now through January 19th, in Theater 1. On Saturday, enjoy the 5th annual Lovewell Alumni Songbook Concert on the lovely Nova Southeastern University main campus. There will also be the release of a surprise project, guest appearances, and a wonderful after party. Coral Springs Center for the Arts welcomes the Rudolf Nureyev State Ballet Theater's production of The Sleeping Beauty, a ballet in three acts, on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. This company of 60 distinguished dancers has showcased the unparalleled art of Russian ballet to countries throughout the world. The Miramar Cultural Center Arts Park's Anson Family Art Gallery presents Renaissance, the works of Philippe Dodard, through January 25th. Dodard has expanded on tradition to create a fresh Haitian sophistication and contemporary aesthetic that are uniquely his own. The Las Solas Art Fair takes place this weekend between Southeast 6th Avenue and Southeast 11th Avenue in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Artists display line both sides of the street, featuring bold and vibrant paintings, contemporary and whimsical art, life-size sculptures, photography, and jewelry, all original works of art. If you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com, Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
And we thank Jody Horn-Lashinsky, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division, for listing all of those events and more on their website. Great weekend to you, Jody.
Thank you, and to you too.
Rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. Tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks today to our technical director, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Norman Van Aken and Jody Horn-Lashinsky. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.